A botched recording took center stage this morning at the trial of an Oregonian accused of a 2010 bomb plot. From Oregon Public Broadcasting, April Bear reports an FBI agent testified why a key face-to-face encounter was not recorded.
Agent Mario Galindo has 10 years' experience helping undercover agents record their operations. He explained he'd fully charged and checked the recorder in advance of the first in-person meeting with Mohammed Mohammoud. Investigators wanted to know if Mohammoud had a passive interest in violent jihad or was predisposed to commit terrorism. Galindo said he packed the device in its case the afternoon before the meeting and put it in his van. He said at some point the machine switched into on mode and proceeded to record for about 9 hours overnight. Galindo said he thought the switch was triggered by pressure inside the case. The battery ran down minutes before the meeting began. Defense attorney Steve Sadie pressed Galindo about whether an electronic marker on the recording would indicate someone had tampered with the battery. Galindo said he didn't think so. The defense has pointed out that without a recording, jurors have only the FBI's word that Mohammoud conceived the bomb plan himself. I'm April Baer in Portland.